Fifi, Fab and Nick.
It wouldn't be fair to compare Fifi, Fab and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
101.9. This is the Fox.
Next week it is happening. Brendan Favola is attempting to break a world record only in April. Former NFL player Rob Gronkowski from the Patriots. He made headlines around the world, in fact, in the US particularly. He caught, or did they say marked in NFL?
No, caught.
He caught a football that was dropped from a helicopter hovering above him. He caught that ball from 182 metres. Fev, next week, you are going to attempt to catch, mark a ball from a helicopter 198 metres from the ground.
Massive mark.
I think he's still playing. I don't think he's retired yet.
Yeah,
too, Boxy.
He's at the Buccaneers with Tom Brady.
He won a Super Bowl last year, so he's an athlete still.
So why would the team, the coach, let him do that?
I think in America they do their own thing.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't think it matters. I don't. The coach is just there, I think.
Yeah, one's at the Buccaneers, one's at Deer Park. Athletes. Athletes breaking records.
Sort of. Similar. Now, Boxy, Nick, we were sitting around dinner. I cooked dinner last night. We sat down and Jamara said, man.
Jamara who is
sorry,
the Western
Bulldog. I've got to reset
Mia's
all this
boyfriend.
Crap because Amanda always says you've got to reset because people
true.
Don't know. I know, but it's just annoying.
Okay.
Jamara's not part of it. It's just the start of the story.
But
Jamara, Mia's boyfriend,
number one draft pick,
who plays for the Western Bulldogs reserves, hasn't got a game yet.
I'm interested to know what he thinks.
He said, man, how are you going to mark that? And I go, mate. Now, listen here, son. And I pulled out a few YouTube clips and said, you see, this is a stick. I've got Jukes, the mitts. And I said, mate, I should be right. He goes, how far is it? And I said, it's 198 metres. And then Alex was like, well, how far was it when he caught it? And I said, 188 metres. Why? Well, just go up 1 metre. I said, why go 1 metre when you can go 10? I said, once I catch it first go, I'll probably go higher.
Oh, dear.
And, then Lulu said, oh, my God, I heard about this, Mark. Lulu is my daughter who is in year grade 6.
We know, that's
six.
Okay. Just your daughter's
that.
Fine. Just your daughter's
Leon's having kittens out there. So Lulu, it was a talk of the town at school.
Yeah, I bet.
So Lulu goes to school. She's in grade 6.
Yep.
So. Oh, taking the piss. She, all the kids were talking about it, saying, oh, my God, your dad could die. I heard him say he could die.
Her schoolmates, the parents must be so boring. You know what I mean?
Of course, like, mate, I'm Fev. What's wrong with you? And they're all 80. Oh, no, they're not. They're older. Now, they said, and we had this big discussion over dinner, and they're like, we don't want you to do it, Dad. And Lulu did say, my 11-year-old daughter, do you get paid for it? And I go, no, it's work. She goes, well, you work on the radio. You don't work catching balls. I said, good point. I'll ask Mando if I'm going to get paid for this world record. But they don't want me to do it because they think that I can get hurt. I said, I've got helmet on. I'm a bit worried about the helmet and pads because I've never marked a ball with helmets and pads on. And they said, Dad, please don't do it. We're scared. And I said, don't worry. If it hits me in the head, it hits me in the head. I've got good life insurance.
When I was playing in the AFL, I wasn't getting paid for Mad Monday either, but I've got a reputation to uphold. All right, so.
1019, The Fox.
We're a week away, could
right,
be days
Miguel.
Away, from Fev's massive mark, where Fev, you are going to attempt to break a world record.
Yes.
Rob Gronkowski, an NFL player, marked a ball from 182 metres. A helicopter was hovering above him. He marked the ball. America went wild. The Guinness Book of Records went, yep, we'll pop that in the world record book.
But worldwide.
And now you, my friend, are going to do it. It's happening next week.
When you think Melbourne, you think legends. A legendary city. Legendary lattes. And legendary people doing legendary things. So this year, when NFL star Rob Gronkowski made history by entering the record books for the highest altitude catch ever recorded,
we're going to set a Guinness Book of World Record right here in front of all of you guys.
the world took notice. But not everyone was impressed.
To his credit, they recorded it. He dropped the first two or three. But 182 metres is not far.
So, in typical fashion, another Melbourne legend is going to do one better.
Till the rivers run dry, I've got to try, try, try. I'll keep pushing on.
Can't be that hard.
Do you want to have a crack?
Well, 100%. Can we do it?
Could we get a ball into a helicopter?
I actually wanted to break a record.
Okay,
I actually want to get in this book. I've wanted to do this for ages. This is in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
One man.
Save you, little beauty!
One world record.
Football weeks, imagine he can!
One massive mark.
He's got it! Football's got it!
On 101.9 The Fox, it's Feb's massive mark.
Hopefully, Feb, you do this. There's a lot riding on this. You've got Melbourne talking. You've got the newspapers writing it up. Everybody wants to know, will he mark it? And not only that, breaking a world record, that's a great thing to do. And I am tempted to ask, 131060, has anyone listening actually broken a world record?
Oh, good.
And you don't have to have done it on your own. Like, were you part of it? You
know, have we got one?
Well, it probably is a we got one, to be honest. And I don't know if many...
don't play the intro again, mate. It goes for 15 minutes.
I would love to hear if anybody has. I mean, it doesn't have to be. You could be part of the... I was just thinking, that guy that does the nude photos.
Yes.
Wouldn't he have broken world records for the most amount of nude people?
Yep.
Maybe you were one of those people, or maybe you've been part of a world record.
We did our own rooftop nude picture, remember?
We did.
With all the people got nude? That was amazing.
Yeah, that's right. We did.
Produced a world record for the rooftop?
Was it?
Producer Leon, I've got to ask, do we have someone from Guinness that'll be there?
We're working through that. It's quite a difficult
process. Well, they have to be there. They're not there, it doesn't count.
I think they do it virtually on a camera now.
Camera, that's perfect.
No, but I believe they charge you more to go on a certain date. Because that comedian, Luke Heggie, who's been in here before, he was going for the world's longest leg hair.
I thought he was going for the world's longest pause on radio. He won that.
Two words in 3 minutes. You've done it. He was going for world's longest leg hair, and he thought he had it. And they said, "Well, you can get someone out now for like $400 or $500, or you can wait a few weeks, and we'll get someone out to you." And he said, "I'm not paying that coin up front." And then the hair fell out. He stuffed it up.
No. So I wonder.
Well, we've got a few people on standby. We've got a surveyor that's going to come out and legally measure the height and everything like that. We've got a lot of processes in place.
Yeah. Well, I think the number one thing would be get one there, because I know that if they're not there, it doesn't count.
I know this is... Now
I'm not going to try to die for no reason.
But how do those people get paid at Guinness? Mm. Like, how does Guinness even have people on salary? Good funny gear. 131060. Have you broken a world record? Have you done it? Are you part of one?
We got one!
Jane in Bentley East. Hi, Jane.
Oh, hi, PC. How are you?
Really well. Jane, do you have a world record?
I do. It was one of those things where someone rings up and says, we need an extra person to help break a world record. And I went, never done that before, for sure.
And what was it?
Drinking gin.
Oh, good.
So what was that world record?
So Gin Tonica, we're running it, and we were trying to beat the English for the most amount of people drinking gin at the same time.
Ah, good. How many?
It was an organised event. We had to drink exactly the same measured amount of gin at the same time. It had to be judged. There was a Guinness World Records judge watching us. We were videoed. And at the end, when we all did it all around Australia at the same time, and it wasn't long after we came out of lockdown, so it was a brilliant event, just what we all needed, and it ended up being a fantastic afternoon.
Oh, I bet it was.
I bet it was.
How many people, Jane?
I think there was about 200 where we were in St Kilda, but it was going on all around Victoria, South Australia, New South Wales, Queensland. I'm not sure where else, but yeah. But we got in the. Apparently, we're in the Guinness Book of Records now. Now, Feb, I'm a science teacher. I'm a little bit worried about the effects of gravity and friction on your hands.
Yeah,
I take that into consideration.
Jane, I sat around the table with my four daughters last night and my wife, and they all doubted me and they said, don't do it.
And I said...
Even Toby. That's brutal.
Toby, yeah. Toby.
Data physics.
I literally said, if I come out of it with a broken hand or a broken forearm, I'm happy with that.
Are you allowed to wear gloves? That might give you a bit of protection.
Yeah, I think I have to wear gloves. But if I break a hand or a forearm, it doesn't bother me.
Actually, Jane, because you're a science teacher, you're the perfect person to speak to. What does gravity do to that ball? How much damage could it do, Fev?
I am genuinely worried. I do teach at Fairbanks, Fev, so I'm a bit worried.
Oh, there we go.
Yep. So please just maybe talk to a couple of people who really know about this. The velocity of the ball travelling from that height could do a bit of damage.
Yeah, I reckon I'll break some fingers or a hand. But I'm happy with that. That's fine.
If I get the record, I know you will catch it. I know you'll mark it. Absolutely.
Thanks,
You know who teams never get in the locker room before a game for a rev up speech? Scientists, because they're always bringing down the bloody concussions.
No, I like that. I like that because it puts a bit more jeopardy into it. It'll break something.
Now we did. You wouldn't believe this. We actually had another Jane ring in from the same world record attempt. Two Janes in a gin and tonic contest, but also another world record.
We got one.
Jess in Hallam. Hi, Jess.
Good morning,
Jess. Have you broken a world record?
Well, my daughter has. She's born on February 29, and last year they called out for all the Leap babies to go on a cruise at the same time. So there was about 80 of us. We left from Melbourne and we went to Adelaide and then turned around and came back again. And there was about 80 Leap babies all together, and they did like a big cake and a big party, and it was like she was a celebrity. It was great.
Mate, what do you do on the other 3 years? Do you have it on the 28th or the 1st, the birthday?
The 28th.
Yeah, you want it in summer. A summer birthday is way cooler than an autumn birthday.
Hard to explain to your kid, though. Your birthday just disappeared
this year. Yeah.
It just went.
She's only nine, so she doesn't really understand. Sometimes, like when she first turned one, my brother sent her a card that said "Happy Quarter," and she's like, "What do you mean?"
So all the she went on the cruise as a 9-year-old.
By
herself.
No, we went with her. We didn't send her by herself,
Deb.
Come on.
Jess, is she Leap Year 9 or is she 36? No. Is this like dog years? No, she's 9-9.
No, she's 9-9. So she's 2 and a quarter.
2 and a quarter.
Well done, Jess from Hallam. One of my old stomping grounds.
I know. Okay, Fev, it's happening next week. Let's get you some protective gear.
1019, The Fox.
A man has attracted our attention because he is embarking on a very curious adventure.
What a journey.
He is travelling around Australia to taste or sample the sausages at every Bunnings sausage sizzle around Australia. This is an amazing feat. We've got him on the line, Josh Eastwell. How are you, Josh?
G'day. How are we going?
Good. Now, you're calling us from you're on the road in New South Wales, is that right, near Preston's?
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Now, let's go back to the beginning. Josh, how did this quest occur to you?
Love it.
Why are you doing this?
It's sort of like the final frontier of Australian expedition. You know? There's not really much going on at the moment.
Is this Josh Burke and Wills?
Yeah, I love it.
Now, Josh, how many Bunnings have you been to so far?
I've eaten 172 snags at the Bunnings.
What is there? 270, so you're not far off.
What states have you covered?
Right, so we started in South Australia. We ticked that off. Ticked off Tassie, ticked off Victoria, ticked off the ACT, and I just got back from WA.
Jeez.
Now, Joshy, that's a lot of sausages. Where's your best sausage been, and do you go onions under or on top?
Yeah, right, so the best snag I've had would have to be in Seaford, South Australia. Reason being is because they just had a variety of options. You know, they had pork, chicken, beef, wholemeal, whole grain.
Oh, wow.
They had absolutely everything. But other than that, yeah, they're pretty standard across the board.
Josh, do Bunnings know about you? Like, when you approach, are they ready for you? Like, here he comes. It's like, are you like a big star?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh. I thought they'd roll out the red carpet.
The tomato sauce carpet.
Yeah, no, I've had like one or two where they've like realised and sort of propped up the snag and picked out the best one for me. But other than that, I'm just a bloke getting the snag at the end of the day.
Josh, I've got to ask, does this start, like the idea for it to me sounds like something 10 beers in with some mates and you go, I bet you I could do this. What started
it? You, you, you're pretty close to the money. Like, I was just having a chat with my brothers, really. And what's something that no one's ever done before? And this is sort of where the conversation led to, where it ended up.
How much does it cost you, mate? Because you have to have a fair bit of coin behind you to travel to all these places.
Yeah, right. Well, even just in snags alone, you go 172 by $2.50, you're looking at like just around $400. Well, that's not good.
What about flights and accommodation?
Flights and accommodation, yeah, even just in WA alone, I think I slapped about $5,000 out of the pocket.
But you're saving on meals because you're smashing $2 snags, so it does come out in the wash.
Yeah, everything comes out. It's all about balance at the end of the day.
Are you bored, Josh? Are you on your own as you travel around?
So I travel around with my brother. Am I bored? Well, getting across to WA was like a three-day drive, 36 hours.
Are you driving?
Yeah, absolutely. Yuck. Except for Tassie. Tassie was a flight.
Of course.
Wow.
And then when are you hoping to be done? How many more of you? So you've done 280 Bunnings so far, is that right?
About 172.
Sorry, 172. How many have you got to? Is it 280 all up? That's how many you've got to tick off?
Yeah, 280.
Okay, so you've got 100 to go.
Do you have a special one saved for the final Bunnings?
Yeah, so up in Darwin. Darwin will be the last stop. And luckily enough, Sportsbet have got around me, and they're going to put something on for Darwin.
Oh, great.
Hey. I'm not too sure what that entails, but it's going
to
be big.
Make sure you get to Mitchell Street after your snags and get some. You'll be able to get some souvlakis at about 5 in the morning.
Mitchell Street?
Yeah, for the Mitchell last one. Like the croc show in Darwin, Josh, they should hold it in the air and you should have to jump out of a river and grab it with your mouth. The final bunning snag.
I hope you get like
in with some crocodiles too, though.
Oh, wicked.
You'd hope that you might get like a Bunnings black card at the end of this. I just made that up. But like, you know, like a something for life. Like you are, this is a great feat.
Like I'll Bunnings take a sausage sizzle black card. That'd be all right.
Yeah. Well, we wish you well,
good
Josh.
Luck,
good luck. Keep going.
Yeah, no, thanks.
We might touch base with you when you make it to the 280th Bunnings store in Darwin.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, awesome effort. Just one more. Have you put on any weight?
Weight? Yeah, I'm thinking about going on The Biggest Loser my next event.
Oh, no.
It's very
it's just
much
sausage.
Fun.
There's only one sausage.
Yeah, but you're not having one.
Really?
Sure.
He's having 280.
Yeah, but you're only having one when you get to Bunnings, aren't you, Josh?
I had three when I got the broom.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Bev and I just had a moment.
I called Leon of Ian from Handmaid's Tale because he's...
Ian's his partner.
Yeah. But what happens in Handmaid's Tale is the ruler.
Yes.
Is it the ruler?
Well, it's a fictional world.
Is it?
Well, it is. Suppose your fictional world, a patriarchal society where women are owned by men. So if I was married to you, Fev, I would be called Of Brendan.
Yeah.
I would lose my name.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not even Fifi Of Brendan?
No,
nothing.
No.
And of Brendan.
Everyone's Of Brendan.
Well, actually, I'd be your maid. That's actually how it works. Yeah, the maids are called Of somebody.
And his servants and all these little ones, people that come in and he...
They're just all of your name.
Adult time with it. They're all of Brendan.
So the wives, it's in this post sort of apocalyptic world where the women can't reproduce anymore. And if there are women that can reproduce, they become handmaids. And they live in a house where they do all the domestic duties, but they also are expected to produce children for
children.
The man because his wife can't.
Yeah.
So they're of, you'd have one called Of Nick. So you and Luke should be hanging out in the dining room having dinner, and then Of Nick would be...
I don't know if you've seen. I don't know if you've seen how our discussions go. I'm an Of Lucia.
Anyway, Fev just said because there's a new series of Handmaid's Tale on SBS.
Oh, I just forgot to put the bins out. I legitimately just remembered. I forgot to put the bins out, and Of Lucia is in big trouble.
So it's a very dark. People haven't seen this. It's a very
dark
series, and I started to watch it a few weeks ago, and I started to watch the first episode. I went, I just can't do this. So, Nick, I just said to Fev, I just can't do it. Meaning I will do it eventually.
Hang on. You said, I just can't watch it. I can't do it. It's too grim.
It is
too
grim.
Dark.
That's
so I just told you what happened.
He just told me what happened. But I've still got to watch it.
That sounds like you quit.
You quit.
Yeah, but
I can't do it.
And then you're like, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I'm like, you just said you weren't.
Well, I will, though. I can't.
We don't need to now.
No, I know. Well, no. It's annoying. That's annoying.
He
anyway.
Saved you a bunch of time.
Yeah.
No, I
and a
know.
Lot of grimness.
Yeah, you did.
Of Brendan.
Okay. Of Brendan.
101.9 The Fox.
Another caller who we haven't heard from this week is Wayne. Now, we've been talking, it started by talking about you've, Nick, on your shred. I think you've committed to the shred. That's weight
shreds
loss
on.
We're referring to. You're shredding this week.
Shreds on.
You had your protein balls and your protein
had a
shake.
Had a cheeky snack yesterday.
What did you have?
Well, I was at the hospital. And just for shredding purposes. No, I was at the hospital with my pregnant wife. Yes. Went to a cafe there. A little cheeky little chocolate.
When they walked in,
Fed's also looking at me like shred hasn't worked yet. When 48 hours in,
when
you shredded.
Walked into the hospital, they said, who's going to get the ultrasound first?
They've got a wheelchair out for me. Go get in here, big boy.
But
we'll push you around.
Remember, this started, we were talking about blowouts through lockdown and weekends. Nerve. And we spoke to Wayne, and Wayne had two admissions to make over a two-week period. Wayne from Crib Point, how was your weekend food-wise?
I've eaten 16 Magnums.
Wayne, how have you gone this weekend with your blowout?
We bought a box of 24 Cornettos and I had 18.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's see how he's going this week. Wayne from Crib Point, how are you?
Fifi, Fev and Nick, how are you?
You sound deflated, Wayne.
We're worried if you've eaten too much yesterday. What have you demolished?
Well, I had a crack at the Buffalo Bills.
How'd you go, man?
I only done 11, Fev, because I was... Sorry.
In one day?
No, I only done 11. But I'll get to that in a sec.
Does the chewy slow you down, Wayne? Is that what's held you back there?
I didn't have the chewy.
The chewy only lasts 5 seconds anyway. Yeah.
I didn't have the chewy, but this morning I had 3 bits of toast and the Magnum just then. So
balanced diet.
Got to try and catch up. But I had I actually because you put the pressure on me, Fev. I wrote a few things down, and to mention that I work too. I did work on Sunday and Monday, so I had, we have? The missus wrote it down. 4 white classic Magnums.
I had
12 just normal Magnums, the chocolate one, 7 almonds. What are these did I have, huh? Strawberry. Oh, she got me the, we're into these Haagen-Dazs things. They're only
Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah, I'm into them. She got me them on the weekend. I polished off the hammer, did I do?
What do you think? They're the ice cream ones that are like
13. Mate, this is from Friday to Monday, so it's, but I missed the
long weekend, mate. Enjoy yourself.
That is 40 and ice creams so far.
And I've had she said I've done a tub of Sara Lee chocolate, which is only a litre, which I do probably in 4 days. So.
That's almost 40 ice creams, put all that together.
Yeah. But we worked out, Fev, you know how you said I'd done 16? It's just under a litre. We worked out it was 428 millilitres or something.
Oh, good math.
Oh, right. So 16 Magnums is only a litre of ice cream.
Yes, it's not that, that's not that much.
No, here I was about to give him a clap.
Yeah, it's not as much as you thought, because I thought I'd better work this out, because I thought, geez, I have put on a bit of custard to tea.
Hey, try custard with apple pie. It's the best. Get into that.
Yeah, no, that's nice. But, I have put a bit of weight on. I did weigh myself I've got to...
I reckon it might be the liter a day of ice cream you're eating, bro.
Yeah, I think so. But I tried to get on yesterday, but with that Alpha Bucks, I rung 82 times.
Jesus. Have an ice cream every time, Wayne?
No, I didn't. I didn't because I was at work, Nick. But I tell you what, that lady, you don't have to be stiff to be dead to say starfish. How unlucky was she?
Oh, I know.
Well, there's an old saying, Wayne. There's an old saying.
No,
I won't say it, though.
You can't say it.
I think, yeah.
The same
well,
here.
I got Wayne.
No, I don't think we'll say that there, so.
Well, Wayne, we love touching base with you. And please don't feel like you need to keep eating ice creams for us. I mean, we love hearing your tallies.
I'm going to give it a bit of a break.
Yeah, good.
Because I reckon I could have done, fair income was nearly going to come in. I reckon I could have done about 30 of those Buffalo Bills. They're not very big, eh?
No. Mate, but how good are they, though?
Oh, geez, yeah, nice. The pink and the blue.
Yeah. Mate, you're talking my language now, brother.
Okay. We're glad to hear you're well, Wayne. Yeah, have a break. Have a break. But
have
we will touch base.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Fifi, Fev, and...
No one.
Nick, where is he? Oh, here he comes. He's running back from the bathroom.
It's hard to get those little legs going fast.
This is one of your favourite things, Feb, when Nick's not
he
here
always goes missing. I don't know why. We only work for 3 hours, and he literally spends all his time out of the studio.
Is that a toilet break?
I went for a little wee and then grabbed a chewy on
the
way
back. Did you wash your
hands? Of course I washed my hands. You dry them as well.
Did you?
Of course.
Now, boys, bit of fun. We're already having a lot of fun, but let's have some more with...
Fifi, Feb, and Nick, nicknamed detectives. 131060, call now. Time for us to play nicknamed detectives.
Nicknames. We consider ourselves decent detectives at trying to figure out how you got your nickname. Now, you can either call through and stump us with a quite easy one, because what we found is if you call in and you say your nickname's Snowy, we will come up with a million reasons why it might be Snowy, and then it actually just might be your surname Snow. I like those too. They're catchers.
The harder ones are the ones that relies on facts we'll never know about you. That makes it quite difficult.
Well, like last week, remember Pig Boy? What's your nickname?
Pig Boy.
Pig Boy.
Do you snort when you laugh?
No, nope.
Do you eat a lot?
No, not really.
Were you born with a tail? Boy.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, you might have stumped us, Andrew.
So many years ago, I decided to leave my shoes at the back door and my brother fell over them and then proceeded to run down the main street chasing me, and apparently I was squealing like a pig.
Oh, squealing! I was gutted we missed that.
Yeah,
there was the one thing squealing. We just missed it.
I got one for you guys.
Oh, okay.
I used to be called this back in the junior days. I was called Bomber, obviously. I've done that one before because it's kicked the ball a long
big
way.
Big kick, yeah.
And also my coach gave me this nickname back in like under 9s or under 10s. He called me Autumn Leaves.
Oh.
Every time I go for the ball. Hey, Autumn Leaves. Autumn Leaves.
Fall?
You'd always fall.
Because I'd always be on the ground. I used to always fall over.
Oh, why?
I don't know, because it was all mud and stuff, so I don't want to play. Like, I'd always fall over to make it look better.
Oh, so you were doing deliberate falls?
Like literally falling over.
Hold on. No, he wasn't.
No, literally, I'd fall on the ground and roll over and make it try to look better. Like, I'd take a mark and just roll over. Like, I was in a
commando.
It's not
a Sports Illustrated cover.
I used to, because I was, like, always try to be the best. I'm like, oh, jeez, this would be cool. And then he called me Autumn Leaves. So at training, he said, if you fall on the ground, I'll make you run a lap. And then Kazza, my mum, she always used to say, I'd go watch training and you'd run 10 to 15 laps every, what did you do wrong? So it always taught me not to fall over. So then when I progressed, I was like, I've got to stay off the ground. Because you're no good on the ground.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. So you were so sick of doing laps, you stopped falling over.
And stopped running laps.
And then stopped running laps, got unfit, become a superstar.
I might call you Autumn Leaves now.
Oh, righto.
Auto. Hey, Auto.
Did you have a nickname for you?
Yeah. Joker Stripe Round Chunk Out.
Oh, yeah,
remember that one?
Yeah, got that one, yeah.
Ange from Mount Martha. Hi, Ange.
Hi, guys.
Ange, nice to meet you. What nickname have you got?
Frog.
Eyes.
Frog. Bulgy eyes? Is that what you meant?
No.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was more fit.
Because Lulu, my daughter, my 11-year-old daughter, she when she's tired, she gets her eyes look like frog eyes.
Right.
They go real boldy.
Did you, Ange, as a kid, like the video game Frogger?
No.
Do you grip it?
No.
Did you have a bad case of the hiccups once?
No.
Kissed by a prince? Did the prince kiss a frog in it?
Yeah.
Did you get lost on a lily pad?
No.
Have you got long back legs? Oh, just long legs.
Back legs. Yeah, got four legs. No.
Are you green?
No.
Do you jump?
No.
Do you blend in the foliage to avoid enemies?
No.
Have you got a tongue? Like, do you...
Oh, yes,
that's a lizard.
Yes.
Is it frogs have the long tongue?
Long tongue.
No.
Do you like flies?
No.
Do you live in a lily pond? On a lily pad.
I've already said lily pad.
No.
And you might have us. I'm reluctant to say this,
mate,
boys.
Said everything
Are we
frog.
Giving up? Are we giving up?
Do you just eat a lot of the lollies, the frog lollies,
red frogs,
green frogs?
No.
No, I'm done.
Are we done?
Oh, mate, we've had a crack.
Mm. Okay, Ange, we're out. What? Why?
When I went to school, my school teacher called me Frog, and I said, why are you calling me Frog? And she said, have you seen the school photo? You look like you're smiling like Kermit the Frog. And
to this
day, I still don't know what he looks like smiling.
That's right. And did it stick? Huh?
Beg your pardon?
Did it stick? Were people calling you Frog?
I just got froggy for the rest of my life.
Oh, wow.
And I'll speak to that teacher.
Yeah, harsh to cop a nickname from the teacher.
I was going to say Kermit the Frog. I was going to say it, but I didn't want to get cancelled because Kermit the Frog's not that good looking a person.
We should have. Well, well done, Ange. You got us a beauty there, Frog.
I didn't say live. That was Fiona. I said, did you get stuck on a lily pad?
Corinne from Tooradin. Hi, Corinne.
Hello. How are you?
Great, Corinne. Now, this is your son's nickname, is it?
It is. I was hoping my son could tell you. Can
you hear me? Oh, we're happy to hear from you. What is your son's nickname?
So my son's named Ryan, and his nickname is Gazza.
Does he play cricket? Is he like Gary Lyon, Gazza?
Gary Ablett. He's like Gary Ablett.
Goat.
Yeah, so it is kind of related to
Gary. Did I get it?
Yeah.
Get out! What, is he really good at football like Gary Ablett?
Well, he when he did Auskick, he was dressed in his Geelong gear and he wanted us to shave his head and we shaved his head skinhead, so he just...
Yes.
Well done, Boxy.
Thank you. I haven't got one for a while. Yeah. Oh, Corinne, you've got me up and about. I'm so glad your son's nickname's Gazza.
Gazza.
Gazza. Well
you
done,
Corinne.
You
can't shave a child's head. No. Make everyone worry.
And Emily, how are you, Emily?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great, Em. What is your nickname?
Wheels.
You fast?
No.
Lost your license for speeding?
No.
Are you really good at stuff?
Well, yeah, but no.
Yes, but no.
Yes, but no.
Wheels. Something to do with training wheels? Were you on your bike training wheels for a while?
No.
You've rolled down something, like rolled down a hill?
Do you roll, not walk?
No.
Wheels.
Something to do with a wheelie bin? Did you get stuck in a wheelie bin?
No.
I got chucked in a wheelie bin when I was a kid.
Did you did you break a leg at school or something and you're in a wheelchair and they called you Wheels?
No.
No. Good, though. Good guess.
Yeah. Nothing like bullying to help an injury.
Do you just really like cars?
No.
Wheeler. Is your nickname Wheeler?
Is your
last name Wheeler?
No.
God, I thought I was on.
God, Detective Boys.
Is it Wheels? I thought it was your nickname. Is it your surname?
Yes, my surname.
Emily, you are a sneaky.
No, Wheelers is not my surname, but it's got to do with my surname.
Yes.
Okay. So, what is your surname? Spokes?
Ford?
No.
A Mustang?
Holden? Sorry?
Mustang?
No.
Is your name Emily Burnout?
No.
Nah, now got we're us, guessing. Okay.
We're not surname detectives, all right? Okay. We are nickname detectives. Yeah.
Emily.
That's not our jurisdiction.
I think I got it. I got it.
What is your surname?
I think I got it.
Barrow.
Oh, Barrow. Will Barrow.
Will Barrow.
Good.
That was good.
Good nickname. Good. Great nickname.
That was good. Well done. Yeah. Okay. You got us, Em, though.
No, I got it. I said it's after your nickname.
How did you get that?
I said it's after your surname. I said Wheels is named after your surname.
Which I think means we've got it, and then Emily made us guess her surname, which isn't fair.
No, I think you meant Wheeler, like Wheels or Wheeler.
Yeah, but I said it's named after your nickname is named after your surname.
Or to do with your surname.
Same thing.
Okay, it's not as good though, is it?
Six of one, half of the other.
We'll end up fighting over this.
I don't like infighting in this.
No. If you're happy with that.
I think we did well.
I think we did okay. That's another edition of Nickname Detective.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9. This is the